Blog Talk Radio.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. Got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh,
give me all of you. Cards on the table, we're both showing heart. Risking it all, though it's hard.
Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
Hello, Rapture Centric Church. God bless you. God bless us. Thank you, Jesus. You are an amazing leader. Welcome, Leah. How are you, Leah?
Hi, honey. I'm doing well. It's always lovely to hear your voice. You're so much fun.
How's your toe?
It is getting better every day. I am so happy.
Me too. So you never had to go to the doctor? You just kind of believed on it, right?
Yes. I was like, okay. Because I was like, all right, if it doesn't get better and it gets worse, then, you know, of course, you know, I wouldn't be silly. I would go to the doctor. But every day it is feeling better. And so, and I, like I said, I'm getting more, like, range of motion where it was, like, stiff and I wasn't able to move it. And so I'm like, all right. I'm like, I can see the Lord's working, so it just excites me more, right?
Yeah, I still remember when you had strep throat and you did not want to have to go to the doctor and you didn't and God healed you. That was so cool.
Yes, I know. And that's why I'm like, I know you can do this too, you know, but we have to have that faith to believe that he really is going to take care of it and that he did take care of it like he said. And so I'm like, okay, you know, I can believe that. Like, all right. I'm doing it, and I'm just so thrilled because he is showing me how much he can do for us and how much he loves each and every one of us to, you know, care about my little toe there, right?
I know. I love that. That's just so encouraging. It's so encouraging. Ah, I love it. I know my sister a while back, before she was a nurse, she was didn't have any health benefits, and she was in school, and she went somewhere, and she either twisted or broke her ankle, and she didn't want to have to go to an emergency room and, like, get a big bill, you know? So she was so funny. She totally trusted the Lord, and she wrapped it all up, and she just kept praying over it, and it got well. I mean, it took about a good 4 weeks, but she refused to go and, you know, and have to pay money. She was like, no, God, you're my healer. Isn't that cool? And I saw the whole thing for myself. I was impressed because I was like, wow, I mean, it's swollen. It hurt her. But she just trusted the Lord, and he took care of it. She someone let her borrow some crutches. She hardly had to use the crutches. But God is just so good. God is good. I love it. Oh, my gosh. Leah, there's like a zillion people on the line.
Yay.
No, because I like talking to Leah because, you know, anything else, honey?
Oh, no, I'm like super happy with that. I'm doing well. And so, I mean, I just keep believing that the Lord is going to take care of all things in every area, right?
I know, he really is. If we trust him, he'll do it. You know, he really will. You know, when we used to travel overseas to other countries, you know, I saw so much more healing than in America, and that's because it was explained to me, the reason why is because in other countries, it's not easy to go to the eye doctor. So in America, when people have eye problems, they just go and get a pair of glasses. Well, that's not that easy in countries like Sri Lanka and India and, and so you pray over them, and God would just heal it instantly because they believed, and they didn't really have the option to go to a doctor, you know. So that was really fun. I saw that a lot in my own life. The 3 years that we traveled, so many backs, and I saw so many eyes healed and backs, and just a lot of healing, but particularly when I got to pray, you know, I would always be amazed, too. I'm like, really? You can see? I was so excited. But, yeah, it's just, you know, in America is becoming like a third world. I mean, let's just face it. It really, it's just not what it was. And so, you know, I'm really glad that people are doing like what you're doing, what my sister did, you know, me too. Like, we just trust the Lord now. We have no health benefits, and we're just, he's taking care of us. The last 7 months, we haven't had to go to an emergency room. but yeah, he really will. And if you do have to go, no pressure, you guys. The Lord's with you and everything. But I just think it's fun, Leah, you know. It's fun to trust him, huh? And that's the second thing that he's seen you on. I think it's cool because I talked to Leah a while back, and she was telling me, I called her, I was on a hike one day, and she was telling me that she couldn't believe she didn't get it because she knew she had it, and because she works with kids and they had it and she knew she had it, but she refused. She just said, I do not want to go to they were I don't want to go. I don't want to have to pay all that money, and he took care of it. It's just cool. Just love it. I love it. I love it. Hallelujah. Scooby dooby doo ya. All right. Well, everybody, welcome. Let's welcome Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Leah. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah. I'm actually in chat tonight. It's been a while since I've been in chat. And it's so cool.
Yeah,
there's some new users.
Yeah, it's so great. I'm so glad you're in there. And everyone is on time for church today. Holy Moses. We have 16 users in chat.
Hey, look at that. How many callers do we have online, Judy?
Oh, what's that?
How many callers do we have so far?
We have, like, a lot. Okay, let me unmute everybody at the same time. Welcome, Nick.
Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hello,
Hi,
Nikki.
How are you?
Oh, Nikki, you're so fun. You're so fun. You stole my money. Hey, Nikki.
What are you guys doing?
Singing
to
you.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Just wrapped up work and got home. It's so hot here. It's unbelievable.
Oh, wow. Oh, and so you're home. That's nice. Are you relaxing?
I am relaxing.
Well, Tana's on the line. Tana, tell Nick how much you love him.
Hi, Tana. Hi, Nick. I love you, Nick. I love you, JoJo. I
love
you,
Tana.
Thank you. I love you, Judy. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, chat. I love you, everyone listening.
Speaking
I love
of chat,
everybody.
Tana, let me tell you who's in chat so you can tell them all you love them. First of all,
I'm actually in chat.
Hi,
Stacy. I'm in chat. I'm in there. Hi, Stacy. I love you, Stacy. I love you, Lala. I love you, Carol. I love you, Gemma. I love you again, Joe. I love you, Kim. I love you, Chris. I love you, Lana. I love you, Raina. I love you, Michelle. I love you, Rosemary. I love you, Roman. Yatibu, Bublu, Romo. And myself.
Love.
You got everybody,
love,
right? Did you get Kim Possible?
Yep, I got Kim.
Oh,
Kimberly,
good, okay.
Yep, Kim Possible.
Okay, beauty. And let's welcome beautiful Grandma Pat.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Pat.
Hi,
sweetie. Hi, Pat.
Love you, love.
Love
you too, babies.
Pat.
Love you too.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
That has a lot to talk about today.
Who said that? Who has a lot to talk about?
Pat's got a lot. She's got some supernatural stories to tell us today.
Oh,
too.
Pat, we want to hear it. We want to hear it.
Oh,
Pat.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want me to tell you now? Is everybody
now.
On?
We
you want
to
bring
on.
People on?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, we have 15 people in chat, and we have like 10 people on the line, and everybody's on.
Okay.
And I want to say hi to Cake in chat. Cake. Hi, Cake. Yeah, we know, but
Cake.
We know you're lost, but you want to be called Cake and Cuddles. So, hi, Cake and Cuddles. We love you. Send me your message to my email so I can upload it. Hey, you guys, Jerry is really nice. He's really loves technical stuff, and so he's gotten in our blog talk for me, and he's been able to do a lot of things that I couldn't figure out. So, anyway, so if you have songs, and you can't get me the MP3s. Hopefully you can, but let's just say you can't send them to my email. Just tell me what, you know, give me a few requests, and I can see if he can help me do that. Hi, Rhea.
Cool.
Rhea from Canada.
Hey,
and John Berthod. Welcome. They just talked in chat. And then welcome guest 1811.
Love you, John. Love you, Rhea.
We
love you,
guest 1811.
Love you, guest 1811.
Yay. I know Rhea's amazing. I love her. She makes me laugh. Okay, hey, guys. I just want to say really quick, Pat, I'm looking forward to what you're going to tell us. I just want to say this before two things. Don't let me forget to read Rosemary. Remember the other night when we had our Seeking the Lord night and getting word from the Lord? Well,
oh, yeah.
Rojo had,
yeah.
She had an amazing thing, and she put it on an email, so I have to read that. So don't let me forget before the end of the show. And Mike Pate, who was so blessed by Rapture-Centric Body, of course, he's part of RCC, he is going to call in. He left sent me an email because he's getting a phone now.
Cool.
So he's going to be calling in tomorrow, hopefully, is the plan.
Great.
A praise report from his own mouth. And, wait, was there something else? And then an amazing behind-the-scenes miracle took place that I want to share. And welcome, Nick. Nick is in the chat room. Good to see you, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
I want to say that, so we had a thing happen where somebody needed a certain amount of money, and it wasn't announced because there just simply wasn't time for it. And somebody contacted me and had let me know that they wanted to give to anybody at need at RCC. So I told the person the amount that this person needed, like, as soon as possible, and then they offered to give it. That's just cool. It wasn't
That's
a small
wow.
amount. Of,
That's just
it was kind
luck.
Of a big amount. It was like over $1,000, so I just couldn't believe it when the person said, oh, I want to give a couple hundred. So they gave above and beyond the amount that was asked for,
Whoa.
But the person didn't.
Wow.
And I just thought that was really cool. I'll explain more about that one when I can. But and then Pat's going to share, but let's welcome 615. Is that Jim?
Yeah, hey, it's Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim. Love you, Jim.
Love you, too.
Jim.
Good to talk to you guys again.
Yeah, thank you. We love your words. Acts 2:17. Now, I love the way that God talks to Jim. So cool.
Mm-hmm.
Good to hear your voice, Jim. Were you just calling in on the, you know, on your
yeah,
car while you're working, or do you want to share anything?
Well, yeah, I am in the car. I had to stop for a minute, but I wanted to. I heard a little bit before of the show. Was Leah talking about her ankle hurting earlier?
Her toe, I think.
Her toe. Yeah, her toe.
It was. She thinks she might have broken her big toe or really sprained it bad. Is that? But my sister was the one that had the ankle that was either broken or sprained that God took care of for her.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I was just wondering.
Well, I called in actually to talk a little bit about some number confirmations and things having to do with that. And the weird thing is, I'm not going to get into where I work, but basically I do like medical disabilities, and we have different number codes for different disabilities. And it was weird because I heard you saying something about an ankle and, you know, range of motion, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, like, right when you were saying that, I passed a car with a license plate that had the exact number code that we use where I work for limited motion of the ankle. So, I mean, I know that's, like, it's just,
oh,
like,
my.
A weird personal, it's just a personal confirmation, but, you know,
yeah,
that's just
is.
How God works in a shady way. But
yeah, he does. Oh, this is, well, we can't wait to hear, Jim. Please share. And just to tell you that God did heal my sister's ankle. So, I mean, she should have gone to a doctor and had it all taken care of, but she refused to because at the time she had no benefits and she didn't want to get a big medical bill that she couldn't pay. And so that's just really cool. So, well, tell us about your shady.
Oh, yeah.
Your shady number situation with the Lord.
Well, I mean, he's been giving me these number confirmations for a long time. I know a lot of you guys get them too, you know, like,
yes.
like where you do the number 44 on every
mm-hmm.
hour and, like, you know, like 244, 344, 444, and then you, everybody's got, like, their own personal number confirmations too where, you know, God shows you a number and you just immediately know he's talking to you. And so what I was thinking about just, you know, obviously we all talk to God a lot, but I was thinking about how it's really important to listen, you know, just sit quiet and listen to what he has to say to you. And because usually when I see these number confirmations, I just, you know, I thank him or I'm, like, really surprised. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome, you know, to see that. But then whenever I talk to God and just sit and listen, you know, it's usually just like at night or something when it's quiet. And so what I decided to do the other day on Saturday, I their little phone alarms. You know, on my cell phone, it has a little alarm clock thing, and I set an alarm every hour for about 6 hours straight. Because I was like, okay, what I'm going to do is set this alarm every hour so that I'll make sure that I sit and just listen to what God wants to say to me. So I did that, and I made it like at the 44-minute on every hour for about 6 hours just to honor God for showing me numbers like that. And so I did that. It was really cool. But then what was even cooler is later that night, he showed me that he could do that every time he gives me a number confirmation. So what I started doing was just every single time I see a number like that, I just stop what I'm doing, you know, close my eyes if I can, or if I'm driving, I just turn off what I'm listening to or whatever. Every single time I see a number confirmation, I just listen to what God has to say to me. So now I'm literally stopping, you know, like 50 times a day since I started that a couple days ago. It's great. You just get to hear God all day long. So I just wanted to share that and say, you know, that anybody can do that pretty much.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's so it doesn't take some special credential to hear God. Are you sure about that?
What's that?
It doesn't take some special credential to hear God. Are you sure about that?
No, you just got to believe it. You got to do it. Just listen. Just got to stop and listen.
Yeah. Wow, well, thank you so much. I know that encouraged somebody, and I know that even as you're speaking, a bunch of people in chat are talking about numbers that God has been doing, playing number games with them. Roman turned off the generator last night. He has a Gus and the first generator. And it was in chat when he turned it on. 1 to 10,000. The first time I pressed it, it came up 7,000. So he liked that. And we're seeing 13 a lot. And God told Michelle in chat about the 13th. He told her something very special about the 13th of this month. We don't know yet. She doesn't know, but she heard the number 13, if I remember correctly. And yep. Phil, 111. Michelle saw 1111 twice today. And what else? I'm trying. Ever since you started talking about numbers, this chat room is full of numbers. Okay, everyone's saying their number story. Joe said he's been seeing 11-11 every day, both times for over the last week.
I sleep till noon, so that's like weird. I've been waking up at 11-11 and making note of that for at least the last 6 days.
Wow.
As soon as I saw someone put that out in chat, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Or Stacy put it out, yeah.
Yeah, I see 11 and 111 and 1111 a lot as well.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot lately for sure.
I had another kind of cool thing too when I was walking from where I worked to my car yesterday. I walked down these steps, and I work in the city, so it's kind of unusual to see any kind of animals, really, other than birds, maybe. But I walked down these steps, and there were these two little rabbits, like, you know, like bunny rabbits, like young ones, probably. And so, of course, the first thing that popped in my head was Webster Rabbit. Just to talk about that. I don't know where that came from, but it's funny. But and then the cool thing, though, is I walked around the corner, and there was another little bunny rabbit, and I was like, man, so that's three. And I was pulling my phone out to take a picture of it, but he dove under a car, so that didn't work. But, you know, I was thinking about it. Anytime you see three, that's a confirmation. So I did my little thing and listened to what God had to say, and he just said, yep, those were Webster rabbits.
I'm telling you, what color were they, Jim?
What color?
Yeah.
They were gray.
They were gray.
Oh my God, this is so funny.
Gray, yeah.
In Robinson City, that is unusual. Okay, that really is. And I forgot, I wanted to say that Stacy, she's saying 333. She's seen that a lot.
I see that a lot.
And then Romans 33:53. Yeah, okay, so far, Rapture Centric Church, Michelle. Michelle is our friend, neurologist. She saw rabbits today, too. She said she saw rabbits today. And Michelle, was it Michelle that said it? Yeah, she said she saw a rabbit this morning, and when she was at work, she got the date of 6/28. So God's throwing out numbers and rabbits. Isn't that fun? I'm telling you. Oh, and Lala says, or Cake, that she saw rabbits too. Am I breaking up? Are you guys not hearing this?
No, I can hear.
So you saw a gray rabbit. I've seen a black rabbit and a cream-colored rabbit. Billy's seen a white rabbit and a black rabbit. What color was your rabbit today, Michelle? Tell us. These rapture rabbits are really funny because I have a joke with God. I told him that when he comes down as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah to make me laugh, I wanted him to be like those Starbucks animals. I wanted him to be a lion with rabbit ears to make me laugh. Okay, Kate saw a white one, and she almost ran over it. Okay, cool. And she thinks the one that Michelle saw was gray. And, but you know, God's the one that, you know, if you read the book of Revelation, there's a lot of animals that are very different. So, you know, I mean, being a lion with rabbit ears to make you laugh is nothing too shady. It's not any shadier than giving a date and having the date pass. What do you think? I don't know.
Nope.
Rhea said that there were two X flares today. Yes. I put the link in there earlier. But today's a big day for sign in the sun, the moon and the stars. Big day for the sun. I'm trying to figure, let's see. Thank you, Rhea. Rhea's bad news bears in the chat room. Okay. And then Roman said he always sees rabbits. There was like 16 rabbits in the field the other day. Well, you know, it's if you normally see them, it's no big deal. But there's a lot of us who are seeing them. Like, you don't normally see them in a city, right, Jim? I mean, is that a normal occurrence?
No, I mean, I see them a lot, you know, in the neighborhood or, you know, the country, whatever. But, yeah, not really downtown. Like, I was downtown, so it was unusual.
Yeah, that's what happened to Bill, too. And he thought it was just unusual to see a big black rabbit in the city where he works. He's just like, that this has never happened in my life, you know. And it's the Lord. He's playing. And then when you asked him, you know, what he told you, Jim, was really funny. And Rhea in the chat room says she was given a toy rabbit for free a few weeks ago, and today for the first time she found out if you press a button on it, it moves. So she said the rapture rabbit moves. Lord, come get us before any more retardedness takes over. Anyway, Jim, is there anything more to share? We're so happy you called in. Oh, he had to drop. Sorry, guys, his call dropped. Okay, well, that was nice hearing from him.
Oh, that's
him.
Funny.
I know. Oh, Pat, I'm so glad I unmuted you because I don't mind it when the dog barks. But,
no,
I went
into another room. I'm in the bedroom now because the noise is insane. Laura came home, so they go crazy. They love her to death.
I know. We love your dog. We love your bird. It was just Jim was in his car, and I wanted to make sure we could hear it.
Oh,
okay,
sure.
So.
Yeah, the baby bird's doing good. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, yeah. Share, Pat. Share.
Okay.
Share.
Just a couple of things, real quick. I had a broken toe years ago, and all they did was put an ice cream stick with some tape on it. I mean, hello. And then they gave me crutches. I couldn't stand it. So I hopped around on one foot for 2 weeks because I couldn't stand the crutches. So that's how I got around. So don't feel bad. The other thing, oh, you're going to die. You're going to die. I went into Walmart this morning, and I had I have a lovely spiritual friend who's at the cash register. I've known her for years. And this is going to kill you. Sorry. I went to the, I was talking to her at the thing, and there weren't many people there, but I said, you got to Google, you know, Rapture and look it up. So she wrote down the information. So, you know, I can only stand up for 2 minutes because my legs bother me. So I went over, I'm 3 yards away sitting down, and it starts to get a line. And I said, make sure you, and everyone can hear me. I says, again, I said on purpose, make sure you Google Rapture because the Lord is coming quickly for his bride. We're going to be raptured. Well, it definitely looked at me like, you know, I'm a ball lost in the tall grass, you know, like total nutcase, you know. But, you know, it felt good to say that.
Wow.
It felt so good to say that. I didn't care. You know, are you going to give? But, you know, I gave him something to think about. I mean, it could have been an atheist online, but they're going to think about what that cuckoo lady who said something about the rapture, Jesus coming for his bride. How insane is insane. Yeah, okay. The other thing is I watched the Weather Channel, and I was really surprised. You know how your usual TV shows, they don't talk about Jesus or anything. I mean, that's the last thing they're going to talk about. This whole show was on people who saw angels during the Joplin tornado in 2011, April. Okay, there's this one story, and you can get the book. Her name is Ari Hallmark. Okay, she's 6 years old. And for 6 months, Jesus gave her a dream, and he warned her that a storm was coming, and you're going to lose your parents, and nobody listened to her, and for 6 months, she cried. Sure enough, the storm came. She was taken up. She saw the Lord. She saw her angel. She was thrown 200 feet away, but she had they had 70 stitches in the hospital, everything. The grandmother had to come to the hospital, and the little girl was saying, oh, well, my parents are in the next room, and she had to tell them, no, they died. Well, Jesus took her up. She saw her parents up in heaven, and her little cousin, the baby had died, and Jesus took the baby from her father's arms and held it, and she saw that, and her father, she said, my father had a disease that he had no hair. In heaven he had hair, and she said they went in their regular clothes, and then they were immediately transferred into a white creamy colored gown, okay? And she said angels were there to open doors for everybody. The doorknobs were like diamonds. So she told her that, and she came back. She was very sad, but she was at peace about, and she stays with her grandmother. So she recuperated and everything. She's writing a book, and it's all dedicated to children who have lost their parents in that. And a lady in Tennessee gave her a picture. This picture, the tornado made it travel 80 miles into Tennessee. Joplin was in Missouri, I think. And it didn't have a scratch or anything on it. It was a picture of her and her father. So she's written this whole story. You can go online, just Google Ari Hoffman. It's to heaven during the storm, to heaven during the storm. And you hear her whole story. It's absolutely incredible. And I identified with the thing she was saying about heaven, how it was and how beautiful and peaceful and from, you know, other people sharing. So I was so surprised that the Weather Channel even had this segment on. And some people had seen angels, they were touched by angels, they were protected. And there was one guy, he was saying, yeah, Father, he lost his whole house. But then he's got to get some psychological help because the new house he's in, he says there's entities there he doesn't understand, so they're working on that. And it just went through A to Z on all the different stories, but those two, three of them particularly, but this little girl, I mean, I sat there with my mouth open, you know, and she's 7 years old now, and she went back to the place where she had been tossed, and she found a Christmas ornament in the field, you know. So just, I mean, blow you away. You can get the whole story online, you know, but, it's incredible. Just incredible.
Wow.
Just incredible. But Jesus warned her for 6 months, and she cried for 6 months because no one would believe her. And the woman, Lori, who was her teacher, and then she had another woman for her psychologist, and she's coming around. She doesn't like to be alone. She stays with the grandmother. She won't sleep. You know, she's got a little bit of whatever, just not fear, but she has to be with someone. But she's recuperating. She's very much at peace, and she's helping tons of other kids. All the donations for the book go to a program to help. She wrote the book to honor her parents and to help other children who lost, because there were 156 people on April 27, 2011 who died in that Joplin, a tornado. But this story was like off the charts.
Wow.
Ari Hallmark, Ari Hallmark. And her book is there. It gives you the number where you can order it. And, wow, I mean, just blow you out of the water. Kind of like the Carlton story, a little different, but, wow. And she almost didn't make it. She almost died herself. Yeah, but he sent her back because she had something to do, obviously. She's 37 years old now. This happened when she was in kindergarten. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. And Jesus, and she saw her parents up there, and they, and her mom and her dad, and I think an uncle, and the little baby that the uncle's baby didn't make it, and Jesus took the baby and held the baby, and he says, "You've got to go back." And the angel took her down these stairs, back down, but she went up in the middle of the tornado, you know, and then woke up in the hospital. So it's an incredible, incredible story. I mean, you just know she's telling the truth, you know. And she's got the scars to prove it, too. She had 70 stitches. And the thing that saved her, even though her father died, he had a clutch on her, which caused her lung almost to collapse because he had such a tight, that tight hold on her saved her life. It didn't save his life or the that saved her life, even though she got really banged up and was tossed in the field. 200 feet, yeah, and they found her, yeah. Oh, unbelievable, Yeah, so that's what I wanted to share with you. So, you know, Google it, just look it up, and be blown away. Order the book and be blown away.
Yeah, I love stuff like that. Faith-building.
Yeah.
I love
To hear this story last night was like, yo, right on. Yes, Jesus. You are alive and caring. Wow. And it's from children. And she, a kindergarten, you know. It has clout. It holds water, you know, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
So I was
just
blown away.
I like it when God uses kids because it helps all of us, you know.
Yes.
It just really does. I believe adults that I get to know and love and trust. But with kids, it's so...
Oh, innocence.
Beautiful. Little 14-year-old.
Yeah.
It's beautiful what the Lord's doing with him. It's just so neat. It's totally, you know, believes. And God's talking to him, and he's hearing his voice, like, really clear. He describes it as a voice inside of his head, but it's actually not his, you know? The voice that I hear kind of sometimes sounds like my own, but that's just because Christ and I are one. You know, the closer you get to him, the Bible says that you and Christ are one, you know, and you have the mind of Christ. So it kind of, just after a while, after years of hearing him, it starts to hear like your, you know, sound like your voice, but... There is a difference, but if you're trying to still find
No, I hear his voice. I hear a man's voice in me talking, you know. Usually it's just like talking friend to friend, you know. Rare, like you said, every once in a while you get the man voice, you know, but very, very rarely. But, he said something to me last night. Oh, I wanted to say, I woke up at 3:13 this morning, and didn't sleep. I went back, and I woke up again this afternoon because I was so tired in my medicine, 3:13 again. So there you go with the numbers. And I said, you got to be kidding, Lord. Exactly 24 hours. You know, I've had like 5 hours sleep. Sometimes I just can't sleep. I'm not angst, but I'm like I can't be alone, guys. My spirit's like on alert or something. Well, I don't know how to describe it. I'm at peace, but it's like watching, like pay attention. Yeah. He said something to me last night. I can't think what it was, but I'll think of it later. Yeah.
I know there's people listening that have just come to Christ or have known him for years, but still have not. But we just want to encourage you that the Lord is speaking, and he wants you to believe it because he sure does. He wouldn't be silent to you, and just believe it. Believe the nudgings, the promptings, and tell him. You know, go after God, we're guaranteed. Sometimes we just get a little apathetic and lazy and full of unbelief, but if you go after him, I guarantee you.
Yes.
Pursue. He will, because I'm so militant. See, I'm a big mouth, and I bug him all the time, and so, talk back to me, but I'm just telling you guys, if you really want to hear his voice, you will hear it. And be encouraged, because I know I harp on that a lot, but really in this last hour, it's the only thing that's going to keep you, because if you're rapture-centric, you have a disease that the Lord has given you. However, in order to make it with this disease, you have to hear his voice daily. In my opinion, I do, because it's such a crazy way to live. It's such a it's just a crazy way to live. To the things that he's asking me to do personally, and to believe.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you hear his voice, though, it's fine. It's not crazy. It's normal. It's right. This morning when I woke up, I'll tell you, I don't always tell everyone what the stuff he does. It's pretty funny, but this morning I have to share this one. So when I woke up, the first thing I said was, "Oh my gosh, we're still here. Shoot me with a gun." Okay. And then usually I say, "Just kidding, Lord. Thank you for this day." But I did it. And then I literally heard the Lord laugh. Like, he was, like, in agreement with me.
Yes.
It was so funny. I mean, I'm real with God, you know. I'm real. But the thing is,
I usually go,
"Just kidding, Lord," you know, because I do that sometimes. The thing is, he actually laughed. Like, he was like, "I know." Like, the way he did it was like, "I know. I know." And I was like, "Is he going to?" I go, "Can you shoot me then? Because that'd be cool."
Oh, my gosh. Funny.
It really was a great way to start my day, because usually when I do that, I tell him, "I'm sorry, I know you're good, and I trust you, and I love you." But the fact that he was thinking it was so funny and laughing with me, it just made my day. And, you know, you guys, he's here, okay? I mean, until he, like, literally picks us up and we poof, I mean, he really is right here with us. Try to have fun with him till he gets here. You know, like Jim, he's flirting with Jim with numbers. But Jim said he asked God. See, Jim did his part. Jim, he saw the rabbit, and so he asked God. He said, "Okay, what's with the rabbit?" And then he heard the Lord say, "It's the rapture rabbit." See, you have to, when God's flirting with you or giving you promptings, you have to respond to him. Because, like, if you were in a real relationship, and somebody was ignoring you the whole time, they're going to quit talking. So think of God that way if you're still struggling. And if I'm preaching to the choir, I'm sorry. But I'm just saying, in the last 7 months, I have grown. I have never heard God so much in my entire 28 years as I have in the last 7 months. So I know that at the end of time here, he's talking even more than he used to, or at least, I don't know, I'm hearing him more. And I'm encouraging myself when I tell you this, everybody, like, just know that God really is not a silent groom, and he really, really can't wait, you know, to hang out with you. You don't have to talk about saving the world or anything. Just talk about anything like that you would with friends. But he really does love your fellowship. I never knew how needy God was until the last time when he told me.
Yes, he wants our love. Pursue him.
I never knew he needed me. I always thought it was your God.
Oh, yes.
He said he wants our love.
He's human. He wants our love.
And he said, "People think, God, I get everything I want. I don't." And I was like, "Really? I couldn't believe he told me
that."
He wants us.
That's true.
No, I made my creation, and they don't want me. And it's sad, but he told me, "I can't violate my love code. I can't violate that, so I can't force people, because that wouldn't be true love." So, you know, he said it's sad for him to see them go to hell. It's very sad. But he told me he gets most of everything he wants, he told me, because he's God, okay? But he said he doesn't get it all. You know, that was a huge wake-up call. But anyway.
He always says, "Tell people, talk to me, talk to me. That's the sweetest sound to me, when you talk to me." I know what he said to me last night about 3 o'clock or whatever, and when I woke up at 3:13. Sometimes I just feel like he's holding me. I mean, that's for everybody. We all have that. But he says, "If I couldn't find anybody on earth to love me," and he's talking to all of us, he says, "Why would I bother with the earth anymore?" Meaning, like, if everyone turned their back on me, you think of Sodom and Gomorrah, or you think of Noah. I mean, he saved them, but he said if he couldn't find love, and now that he's a God man, anyone to love him, that if the whole world turned its back, he said, "Why would I even try anymore? Why would I even have this world going on anymore if everybody turned their back on me and there was no one?" He says, "You can't," and this is to all of you, "you can't imagine how much your love means to me when you say, 'I love you,' and when you invite him, and when you have him as the center of your life, where he's everything. That's what keeps this world." They said, "Love makes the world go round. Our love for Jesus makes the world go round. Keeps it going around." That's what he said.
Wow. Raina from Canada, she is going to call in. So everybody harass her right now and tell her to call
in.
Oh,
Raina, call in.
There's a chance. Because Rosemary emailed me today and said, "Raina had an amazing dream. Oh, my goodness." And I'm like, "Well, she never called in. Tell her to call in, like, or email it to me." But guess what? She just told me she's going to call in, so do it.
Great.
Do want to hear it.
Do
you
want to
hear it. This is, you guys, by the way, this is why we have 2 shows, 2 hours a day. You don't understand what it's like for the host. I mean, you don't understand, like, God himself, Jesus Christ, we didn't sit here and make this up, okay? Jesus Christ made a platform. This is his church, and he wants his people to talk. So he's giving out a phone number for you to call in and show him off and for him to show you off just by simply saying hello, I mean, in his church, okay? This this really is what he's doing. I'm not making this up, you know? And Serena is telling me she's going to be calling in, so good, do it soon. We're on the edge of our seat because this very purpose is why the Lord has this show, because he told me before he comes back, he's going to be flirting with the bride. Okay, both male and female are going to be getting made signs from God. And this show, this church service is to encourage the bride. And before a wedding, you know, the parents like to show off the kids. They have parties for them and stuff. It's their kids that are going to get married. Well, that's what God's doing here with us. He is flirting. He's having to have experiences. He's saving people. He's doing miracles. And so that's why we want you to call in. And thank you, everybody that's on the line, Nick and Joe and Tana and Leah and Keith and Pat, because you know, this is broadcast in heaven. Our pastor is thrilled to hear your voice and my voice as a bride. But we also want you to call in, because we know there's more people who aren't calling. And the Lord is doing a lot in this last hour. He's doing a lot. And so we want to hear it. And he wants you to encourage others, you know. So I'm not trying to pressure you, but it's a really safe place to call. No one's going to bug you. Hey, Jim, James91 showed up in chat. We're really glad you're here, James.
Hi, James.
Welcome. Love you, James. And Deborah popped in. Glad you're here, Deborah.
Love you, James.
Hi, honey.
Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Yeah. So, and I got all your songs, cakes, Lala cakes. Gave me some songs. I will put them on tonight. I can't download them during the show, so just so you know, I can put them on for tomorrow if we're here, which we won't be. So yeah, Raina, everyone's waiting to call. So everyone's unmuted. Hey, Nick, tell us, have you had any miracles lately? Tell us about your lovely walk with the Lord, Nick. Or are you at work? I bet you can't talk. I bet you. Okay. Nick, if you can talk, we'd love to hear it. But I have a feeling he's at work. Nick is doing great. I love it. I talked to him the other day. God is really
great.
Making himself intimate. Oh, are you there, Nick? He told me he's having a really fun time just hanging out with God alone. You know,
sure,
just reading the Bible. Reading the Bible and getting to know God. He said he's just excited about that. Whether he comes today or tomorrow or the next day, his experience is he's just glad that he gets to know him right now. So that's really cool. God's really drawing him in. But I think he's at work, so he can't talk, but I'm glad he called in.
Amen.
Judy, if I could add one.
Oh, go ahead. Joe, go ahead.
Just if I could add one thing, just, you know, Nick's always my friend, and other people, even behind the scenes, I've been talking to or listening, they don't want to call in, but a lot of people ask, you know, how do I get closer to God? How do I, you know, get, you know, these flirts from him if they're not receiving them? And I thought maybe if we had the time, we could spend like 5 minutes and everyone would say, you know, something they do. Like me specifically, I like to detach from the world by going in the woods or, you know, climbing up a tree. Just,
cool.
You know, meditating, anything like not, you know, you can't be thinking about, at least me personally, I can't be thinking about bills or what I'm doing next day or week or whatever. Just kind of putting the world completely aside. And, you know, Nick was reached very, you know, I'll let him tell the story, but the little bit I'm going to tell, like he was reached very deeply, but he was reading a Bible, you know, which is something that he had never done, was kind of turned off to because the way both of us are brought up dogmatically, it was like, eh. But him and I both, you know, love it now, but it's different for everyone, but it does, you know, it's God, he's going to get to you one way or the other. But if you want the extra, it's like any friendship, you have to put in the effort too.
You sure do.
So take a while, you know, right, Pat? I mean, and that's...
Yeah, you gotta.
But a lot of people aren't doing that, not in like a way of, you know, selfishness or not. They just don't realize it's that simple or that, God made it that way, you know, and I really just want to voice that it's God made it that way. He made it an intimate, beautiful, one-on-one thing.
Yes.
Where if you take the time and really detach from, you know, call it whatever you want, worldly things, whatever, this place we're all stuck on right now is detaching this rock and spend time, meditate with him.
Mm-hmm.
Ask away. He's gonna reveal wonders to you, wonders that will make your weight a lot easier, brothers and sisters. I promise you that.
Yeah. Like he said, can you be separated from your breathing or your heartbeat or your thoughts or your breath? Well, no, you can't. He says, well, then you can't be separated from me. I'm the soul of your soul. Talk to me. Yeah.
Okay.
He said, keep it simple.
Then, okay, Joe, I'm going to take you up on that. We're going to go down the call list, everyone that's called in, and we're going to say, Joe says his times with hearing God are when he goes on walks in the woods. And Nick's time is when he opens his Bible. That's how he's been getting, you know, his time. And so let's go, Tana. When do you hear God the most, or what was the question again, Joe?
Just how people can get, you know, they're asking, you know, how can I get, you know, more signs from God, more flirts? I just want to feel closer. I want to hear more. I know he's with me, but I want more, more, more. How can I get more? Which we all feel like. So just things that we've all run into in our own walks that increase our way of communicating with our Father.
Okay, thanks. So, Tana, what's your answer to that?
I don't know. I mean, I get some. I don't get as – I get – he throws numbers at me, but I just – you know, I'm just doing random things, and I just look up, and he's – and I see, like, 444, I see 444 a lot, or 111, or 333. When I ask him questions, that's when he talks to me. You know, he talks. That's when I have conversations with him. When I actually talk to him and ask him questions, then you know I hear him answering me back. And then when I look at his picture and I just stare at his picture, you know, and I just start talking to him, then he talks to me back. That's really it. I don't know what else to say about that, but I love you, Jesus. That's what I have to say about that.
No.
Go ahead, Tana. What was that?
I said, but I love you, Jesus, and thank you, Jesus, for the times you flirt with me and talking to me. Yeah, I'm gonna have a 6-hour drive pretty soon, and we're gonna have a lot of conversation time.
And you guys, he talks in so many different ways, you know, it's not always a voice in your spirit. Sometimes it's through circumstances and situations and funny things like a license plate you'll see on a car. One of the things he did with Kevin before Kevin was translated is he kept seeing a truck that had a word on it, and I'm forgetting the word, but he would crack up because every time he would ask God the same thing, that truck would come by with the answer to his question. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of it, what the truck said. But it was so funny, and he said God did it again, and that happened at least 5 times when I knew him in the past year before he left, that God did that with the truck. And he would just be so excited because it was the way, you know, God's creative, and that's how we talked to him. I'll answer that question, Joe. I like to vacuum and do the dishes. But I hear him like all day long, so I'm always harassing him. But I'm just saying, like, sometimes when in my heart I'm type A, but God made me have to sit on my butt for 7 months. So, but I'm just saying, like, when I'm doing stuff, I feel more comfortable. Because sometimes I never could get into that thing where they say, get really still and don't move. And just, I can't do that. Like, I'm just too much of a fidgety person. So, I can't. That doesn't work for me. Like, it just doesn't. I have to be, it's easier for me to be doing something. Because I get all tensed out when I have to get, like, focused like that. That scares me. I don't know why. but since I've been laying on my bed for 7 months and he's, you know, smashed me into my bed, it's been no problem sitting there. But for those people that it's not really their personality to get really still and, like, sit still, like, don't worry, because, I mean, Joe goes on walks in the woods. When he's walking, he's hearing God, you know. God, the church and religion makes you think that you have to bow your head and shut your eyes, and I'm really against that because it makes it almost seem like he's not there unless you close your eyes. At least God told me a while back, get off your knees, get out of your prayer closet, and bring me everywhere. So that's why I do it.
Yes.
But, I mean, it is in the Bible where it says we bow our knees and stuff, okay? But I'm just saying, like, you know, God will just meet you anywhere. He is so great. He's so amazing, you guys. So anybody else want to answer that? Leah, what about you?
Pretty much just in general conversation. Like, I mean, I talk all day, but, like, specifically when I ask a question, then I'll usually get an answer. Sometimes immediately, sometimes it'll just take a while, and it'll be, like you said, it'll just be kind of in different ways. I'll see, like, some kind of sign or something, or I'll hear something or a song, and it just kind of makes me giggle because I'll just see something that's like just totally so random, and it's just like, okay.
Yeah, and Leah, I know another way I can answer Leah too, because Leah, you write, huh? When you journal, when you write, you start to
write. Yeah, that's usually like if I'm asking a question, that's like how I can be the most like honed in. Like if I'm going to spend like time and prayer, like if I'm having an issue of some kind or I need some kind of answer, then I will spend time in prayer. But when I'm in prayer, I'm actually writing because that's how I connect the most. And so there'll be times where I'm like, okay, I will dedicate an hour to just writing in prayer to the Lord, and it'll be a really, really close time of connection and answers and just things flowing, because I'll be writing and talking about something, and then things will just kind of pop into my head where it'll be like, oh, okay. Or sometimes it's like completely random, like, oh, I really needed to know that or remember that right now. So,
Yeah.
Yeah.
So great. Yeah, Leah, no, that's so good, because writing is a huge way that God speaks to me. I haven't done that very much in the last 7 months because it was such a drastic thing when he did hurt our house. But before then, I would write to God all the time, especially when I was at work, because my students, when they'd be doing something where I didn't have to pay attention to them, you know, I was their time to do something, then I would just open up my journal and start writing and talking to God. And then he would speak back to me with my own pen writing. It's a huge way to do it. It's, it's a wonderful way to commune with God. So, Keith, tell us how you do it. Tell us how you and God communicate in the best way.
Mine's a little different. I mean, I think probably everybody in RCC prays to God more than I do. I probably get like the lowest. It's different for me. If we considered how much time you actually spend in prayer, I probably would be at the bottom of the list for all the RCC people. It's just, I'm not a, it's
no,
kind of weird.
I'll drop your call then. I'm going to drop your call because you're a sinner.
For me, it's like, because of my gifting, I just talk to God different throughout the day about what I want, but his energy, I kind of feel it all the time around me. It's like a vibration. I can feel it. So usually, like if I'm talking to other people, then the gifting will turn on, and it's a lot of visions and stuff like that, constant. But if I want an answer from God, like I do my Bible study in the morning, I'll read all my verses about all the different parts of my life, and I'll say, okay, God, this is what I want, blah, 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 blah. And then my Bible study's done, and then throughout the day I'm just sort of feeling his energy, you know. I can feel, and he always pops a lot of, I call them packages. He'll send me an instant package. It'll be like an information ball that will come in my mind in a second, and then within a second I get all of it. It's like it unfolds like an onion, and the whole ball unfolds, and I get like volumes of information off that one split second. You know, it's definitely a word of knowledge gift that Pat has as well. Yeah. But if I want to,
downloads,
you have constant communion with God, Keith. You see, that's my answer to, I just abide in Christ and he abides in me. So I don't really go off and have separate prayer time. I really don't. Like, it's just, when you're abiding in Christ, he's with you always. So, like, I know what you're saying when you're saying you don't pray, but really you do. You're just in constant communion and fellowship with him. I really think that because, you know,
it's
like,
it's not
just
that, like, official,
something.
Like, it's not that religious official thing where, like, you know, like you said, where you you sit down at the table and you close your hands and you say a prayer. You know, it's not that. It's like, because I had related to you the other day, Judy, when you said you just kind of feel them around you all the time throughout your day. I was like, well, that's what I feel, you know.
Why do you think the Bible says pray unceasingly? That's how we can pray unceasingly, because we're always in Him and we're always having a prayer. But yeah, were you going to say something, Joe?
I was just going to agree. You know, it's all about the constant dialogue, which most of us do have, and everyone will get if they just put in the time. But it's also listening to God. Like, a lot of these walks I take, you know, one of them particular through waist-deep snow and 15-degree weather and across a pond that wasn't quite frozen, I was like, all right, Lord.
Uh-oh.
But he told me to go take a walk. He told me to go sit in the middle of it, and I was given a vision. Also, other times he'll say, go lay on your face, and I'm given a vision. Other times I'm giving him when I'm sitting around, but I understand when he tells me to lay down. If I had that one while I was standing, I probably would have fallen. So it's just listening to him, but, you know, everything, you know, drop what you're doing and, if it's time to go, okay, you know. But it's also hearing him, because your mind will instantly, if you're doing something else, at least I find, I didn't really hear that God just told me to drop what I'm doing because I'm just so busy, you know. No, I didn't hear you. But no, he did, and do it, and you really will get, I call it manna, but, you know, the food that we really seek, you know, that, you know, that answers all the questions we have.
He wants to show us so much. Just gotta accommodate him.
Go ahead, Tom.
Oh,
I was gonna say, he helps me find stuff all the time. Like, in my mind, I'm like, where is there? Where did I put that? And like, all of a sudden, I'll see it. You know. I'll ask him. You know, I say, you never let me down, so I know you're gonna help me find this, because he always does. I always find it within, you know, 10 minutes after I am looking, if not right away. So, and not even just in thought. Sometimes I speak it out loud, but sometimes it's just in thought, like, where did I put my, and then I look down and it's right there, or I'm going in someplace else and I find it. So, you know, he's amazing. Thank you, Jesus. He's my helper.
Yeah, Tana, I have a testimony to that, too. My son was really into Legos, so we always bought him tons of Legos, and those little characters, the mini Legos, you know, like small ones, and so it was easy to lose all the pieces, especially the characters. And so he was into Lego since he was like 5. So we always prayed, and we never lost one. Well, when I was watching my sister's kids this whole last week, Gregory had just gotten an iPhone for his birthday. He just turned 12, little spoiled brat. Anyway, he keeps losing his this little cord. It's this little black cord. It's very small, and it connects something. I forget. I don't even know what it does, but I kept finding it for him, okay? And he was so impressed. And he goes, "And Judy, is that because you always talk to God that you keep knowing where all my stuff is, you know?" And I said, you can know too. You just have to ask him. Remember, John never loses anything. You guys know that about him, right? We never lose anything. We always ask God. And I know that happens with Tana, and Carol's talked about that. Well, anyway, the other day when I was there, I was in the room doing the show, and he comes, I muted myself, and he comes running in the room saying, "I lost that piece again. I lost it. Where is it?" And I was like, I asked the Lord, and the Lord told me, and I said, "It's under the middle couch cushion."
Wow.
Wow.
He's like, "What?"
Precise.
I go, "Yeah, go check." That's what I heard. And he said, he came back, he goes, "That was amazing that God told you that."
You will.
And it was right there under the cushion. So, you know, the Lord just, you know, surprises us. But that's what I heard in my head, you know. And someone could have thought it was their voice or the Lord's voice. It sounded like my voice in my head. God's voice doesn't always sound loud and booming. Because we're such good friends, it just kind of sounds like me sometimes. That's why sometimes I'll say, Lord, was that you or was that me? I just want to know. And then he'll tell me. He'll let me know if it was him or me. But, you know, that's just how it is. But, Raina, I want to hear.
I think he sounds like my voice in my head, too. But I sometimes, like, I can feel the dialogue of my own. And then, like, in a distance, I can hear, like, my own, another dialogue in my own voice, which I know is him, you know, just, like, all of a sudden saying stuff to me. So I know that's him.
Yeah. Hey, Tana, you know what Michelle just said in chat?
Wow.
Okay, can I say this, Michelle? It's so cute. She says she has a lot of short conversations with him, but she hears him on the porcelain throne, too.
everywhere. He's with us everywhere.
Woo. He's everywhere, even on the porcelain throne.
On the porcelain throne.
They don't call us a throne room for nothing.
It's Carol. Everybody say hi to Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Happy Translation Day, everybody.
Amen.
Happy
you too, honey.
Happy Translation Day.
Carol, tell us how you hear God. I know she's going to say
man,
through
I hear him.
B-I-E-L-E.
He speaks to me in a number of different ways. First and foremost, I am with you on the very same page, Judy. I cannot, for the life of me, I cannot sit still and, you know, pray, you know, and I mean, maybe once in a great while, if the Holy Spirit really, you know, speaks to me about doing that, because I will hear him. He will tell me. If he wants me to just sit down and pray up, you know, because of this constant communication, this constant communion I have with him, I will recognize his voice, okay? But by and large, I can't do that. If I try to do that on my own, one of two things is going to happen. I'm going to fall asleep, or I'm going to get really bored real quick and I want to do something else. I just can't do it. It's just not in me. I think growing up, I went to so many masses and so many ritual stuff that I was bored out of my mind to sit still. I couldn't.
Yeah.
Just bored.
Yeah.
So, Carol, you speak to me.
Carol, can I... Really quick, you just thought of, can I say something really fast before I lose this
mm-hmm.
thought? Is it rude to interrupt you? Is that okay?
Yeah, it is rude. It is rude to interrupt me.
Good one, Carol. I'm kidding you, Judy. Carol, we're not the only ones that can't sit still, okay? We're not. And the thing is I just want to say this before I forget it. Like, there was this movement a while back called Soaking, and everybody has to, like, be really still and all this stuff, and then they play music.
Right.
And I just, my leg was always bouncing. I wanted to dance. So for those people, I just want to tell you that stillness in the spirit isn't necessarily stillness in the natural. It's an attitude of your heart. And the thing is, most of the time people are saying, I have to shut up and listen. No, you don't, because the thing is, I pretty much never shut up. That's just how God is. That's just how he made me. But the thing is, he talks when I'm talking. He interrupts, and you can use it. I mean, no, honestly, you guys, most of the time I'm talking to God, he interrupts me. He talks over me. So don't think that you have to, like, shut up. Like, he talks over me all the time. Like, you really don't. There's, you know, people give all these formulas, and there's been too much religion and too many books.
Yeah.
Because I'm not even joking you. Like, that's why I wanted to interrupt Carol, because I wanted to say it before I forgot it, because I'm pretty much never still. Like, terms of me talking, like, I never sit and go, okay, God, now I'm going to be really quiet so I can listen. I don't do that because I just go. And the thing is, God is big. He'll overtalk you. He'll interrupt. Have to, like, step out. And, like, because God really... I'm convinced he doesn't want you to shut up. Like, he really likes our voice, and we make up for the people who aren't talking to him. Those of us that never shut up, we actually make him happy, because there's so many people ignoring him at the moment, especially in all
it
of creation, ignoring him. Like, I'm just convinced that he really likes the jibber-jabber. You know, there's only one time he told me one time, stop your jibber-jabber, because I was complaining. But other than that, like, I don't know. Like, I just
it's
think
the church,
it's okay.
You're right.
The church always says you have to be quiet, because most people in the church can't hear God, so that's why they're all about to, you know, be still and be quiet and shut up and just lay there
there's
for like
a
couple hours.
There's
and
a time
there
for
people
that.
That are like in RCC that hear from God. I'm like Judy and Carol. I'm busybody and I hear all the time. I was going to want to share real quick, right before Carol starts one more time, I want to share, God reminded me of it.
Poor Carol.
He reminded me of a vision. God gave me a vision like, I don't know, this was like last year, and they just reminded me of this vision. He showed me, a vision of the Old Testament, and he showed me how there wasn't a lot of people in the world back then. You know, it wasn't like it was today at all. So, and how they had to do rituals, you know, and the lamb sacrifice and blah, blah, blah. You know, they spent all day doing that. By the time they got up to the mountain, did the ritual, they came back and they had to do this ritual and wear that and, you know, all this stuff. And then he showed me a vision of modern, like, New York City and, like, all these business people walking really fast and going here and there, and, you know, the sounds were loud. And he explained to me real quickly, he said, you see how, he said it would be impossible for modern people to hear from me if they had to do the old things from the past. He said, that's the reason why I gave you the Holy Spirit, to travel with you wherever you go. So if you're on the fast track, you can still take God wherever you go, just like your briefcase. And that was the vision that he had showed me. It's so true.
Wow.
Very
wow,
true.
Wow, wow. I love that. Thank you so much. I'm going to remember that because, you know, that's so practical. I'm sorry, but God's practical. And Raina called. Raina is on the line, but now Carol's been interrupted by me and by Keith. And now Carol, does Raina have your permission to talk, or do you want to talk?
No. No, the Lord is teaching me to be still. So I'm going to let Raina talk.
Don't get bored, Carol.
Go right ahead. You know, I can tell you guys tomorrow morning.
No, later.
Speak to me.
No, later, yeah. Sweetie. Later.
Yeah, later,
so
whatever. We'll see how the Lord works.
We still have 45 minutes, Carol, so we'd love to hear you. Okay.
Okay.
Don't hang up. But let's let Raina take it. Raina, no pressure. How you doing, sis?
Hi, Raina. Good evening, family. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can. You sound beautiful.
Hi, sweetie. Perfect. I mean, everyone put pressure on me. I'm kind of hot right now, you know. It's too hot. It's like 90 degrees and pressure from chat, pressure from you guys. It's like,
oh. Well, it's family talk. Talk.
I know, but too much
pressure. No
pressure. Anyway, I had a lot of dreams to share, but I'm not going to have time to share everything. But I choose three important for you today. This afternoon I was going to rest, but the Lord asked me to prepare my praise report because yesterday I couldn't call because he didn't have enough time for me to go through, you know? Right, Judy?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. About my praise report is my health. Remember last time, 2 months ago, everyone was praying for me because I was so sick. Today I called to tell everyone I'm okay. I'm feeling better, much, much better.
Good.
And I thank God because he healed me. And second, I thank you guys, my family, because you helped me go through everything I go through with my health. You always pray for me. So in my thinking, I can't let you behind because it's, you are a part of me. We are like one. When you pray, guys, and miracle happen. I couldn't even go up the stairs in my house. Now I can do whatever I want. Even when doctors say my thyroid problem can put me in the coma, I do not trust them because I know my Lord is the healer and he can heal me. I did not take one pill, not even one. If I take a pill for pain, it's like Tylenol or Motrin. That's it. That's all.
Yeah.
No doctor pain, medication, nothing. And believe me, I feel good.
Good.
No blood pressure. I mean, I don't feel my thyroid problem anymore the way he was bothering me before. And who else I can say thank you to? Except the Lord and my family here, you know?
Yeah.
That was my praise report.
Tell us how you hear from God as well.
Huh?
Tell us, Marina, how you hear from God.
Hold on, though, but she called in to share us her dream. We're dying to hear this.
Okay, I hear from God in my sleep. First of all, I remember in January 2013, he came to me in my womb, and he touched my, he held my hand. He told me in French. It was the first time he spoke to me. He told me in French, he's coming soon. Since then, he never talked to me in French anymore. I don't know why. I think it's because he was going to give me an English family. He kept speaking with me in English now. But I hear him in my sleep more often. He talked to me in my sleep. And sometimes I'm praying. I feel like I need to go to bed. I said, Lord, you want me to go to sleep? And as long as I put my head in the pillow, I have a message. Like sometimes it's a vision. Sometimes it's like an important message. That's how he talked to me. But sometimes I'm listening to something and he put a thought in my head. I said, whoa, Lord, this is you. It's not me. This thought is not mine. And I said, so what do you want me to do with what you just said? So, like, example, last time I was asking him about a number he gave me. And it was a dream. He gave me the number 12. And I was listening to the show. I said, Lord, what is that number is about? And he said, Revelation. I said, well, Revelation, you already give me a dream about that. And in that dream he gave me, it was like a bright moon I saw who's coming towards me fast. And that moon had 12 stars around it. And there's 2 hours with a warning in red. When I asked him, what does that mean? He told me it's Revelation 12, like the woman with 12 stars, stuff like that, when the dragon cast out. Everyone know what is Revelation 12 means, right? And when I was listening to the show 2 days ago, he told me Revelation 12. I said, okay. Almost a year ago, you told me Revelation 12. Now you tell me the same thing. That's what is coming. And I did not have my answer about that yet. So to answer your question, Keith, yes, that's how I hear God.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're so excited to hear this dream you had.
Okay. The dream I have, it's for some, like almost 2 weeks ago, I had a dream about someone in our city. I don't know who it is. I don't know I don't know the name, but I saw the person. The person is blonde, and she's in her 50s. I don't know. But in that dream, we, all of us, like I always dream about, all of us in our city going to enter in a place for a big event. When we are going to enter, I see someone sitting in her church. The truck, like a SUV with an open window. She had a table set with a tarot card, and she was asking people to come. She will tell them what Jesus said to them. It's like a job to her. When she was doing that, I see us going into the event, but she left behind. And this week, Judy was, had a video about someone who's going to be left behind in the translation. I said, wow, that was a confirmation about my dream. But
I call in the morning after I wake up from that dream. I call at 6 in the morning. But today, Jesus told me, you have the half, the job is half done. You did not finish with the job I gave you. I said, so what do I mean to do? He said, calling me an evening show. I don't want to do that because I'm not really an English person. I'm forcing myself to speak English, you know?
You're doing good.
Thank you. And I am afraid to lose everybody. So if there's anyone who's listening to me right now who's doing that job or something, God wants you to focus on him. He wants you to repent because he really wants you to go to the translation. I don't know what you're doing, but it's not pleasing to God. Judy make a video about it. So I think when you heard two voices with the same message, it's important. For the dream, Judy is anxious about today. It was last night. I see all of us in the glorified body. I can see in my spirit when everyone was changing. But I see Judy change first. I don't know why, but I
think yeah, I don't know why either.
First. I think she's more mature. That's what I think. I think Judy is more mature. That's why I see her change in her glorified body first. But she did not go without us. She had to wait until every one of us was changing before we go.
Okay,
Raina,
you know what, Raina? Raina, real mm-hmm. quick, I think it takes longer for a jackass to transform. I think that's why.
I was going to say, has anybody seen Judy's last two or three videos? She'd wear her jackass mask. Oh, yes. Miss Judy is so mature.
Anyway,
and
to
I'm,
finish
I'm
my
playing
dream.
With you, Judy.
after we transformed to the glorified body, I see myself helping a kid in India. A kid who was beaten so hard by her father, I had to help her. But, like, in those 2 weeks, I've been helping a lot, but I had a lot of power. And believe me, guys, it's cool to have power to help. Mm-hmm. Right now, we do not have anything. But when we have our glorified body, mm-hmm. we are going to have a lot of power to fight yeah. Satan.
Yes. Amen.
And that's it.
Amen, Raina. I'm loving
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Yeah. That's awesome. And I do agree. You know what? The Lord sent us Judy. We're all together because the Lord spoke to Judy, and she took that leap of faith to start making videos, and then she took the leap of faith to bring us all together through these through the radio show. And so, yeah, you know what? We're all giving Judy a great big group hug.
Mm-hmm.
We all really do love you, Judy. We really love you. You know,
of course we do. My goodness.
You're cuddling the donkey. I'm loving it.
Yeah, and we're all being, you know what, we're all jackasses in our own way. but you're the one who just you're the one who has the boldness to put on a donkey
Carol,
jackass.
Carol, just say it. I'm the biggest ass of us all. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Take that as a compliment.
you know what? But we are. But you know what? We're all jackasses. You know, we really are. You know, the thing is, Judy's able to lighten us up. You know, we all have our personalities, and I know that you know, I can be really funny at times, and I love it when it's really the Lord coming through my sense of humor. I really love that. You know, but really, you know, there's so much religiosity out there. I don't know how to say the word, but, you know, there's so much religion out there, and that's taken, you know, when we say we've got the joy of the Lord in us, we really do. But religion
yes.
puts this cloak of, oh, the joy of the Lord is just, you know, being together, you know, swaying back and forth, lifting holy hands up in the air, which I love. But that's not the way we're going to be worshiping the Lord in heaven. We're not going to be sitting, you know, in a church pew, you know, listening to God speak to us in a, you know, in four walls in heaven. Mm. And why do we restrict him to do that here on earth?
That's you know, a great point. That is a great point. I like that. Really, I mean, honestly, we're going to be seeing them face to face. If it feels awkward, you don't want that to be weird, right?
Right.
Raina, are you done sharing your dreams or anything? I just feel like we're spoiled to get you calling all the way from Canada, and I just want to make sure you shared everything because it's so rare to have you call in. Raina.
I did say most what I was praying to, but like I said, I had a lot of dream about helping, and last time I had a dream about all the women around the world was giving birth together. I see everyone in my spirit, every single woman who was pregnant was giving birth together.
Wow.
That's really cool because I had a dream of giving birth before the Lord fell on my son in September. I had a dream that I was giving birth on my couch that we have right now, and it was totally painless, and I was really happy. I know it sounds funny, but the baby just, like, shot out, you know? and then I woke up. But I always think of that dream whenever people say about all these having baby dreams, because I actually had one too, so it kind of makes me happy when I hear it.
Yeah.
I was asking myself, how everybody going to be in the rapture? Because in the Bible, it's a woe for the people who's pregnant. And I was asking myself that question. I said, if someone is not saved, that person is pregnant, how that's going to happen? Is the stomach going to be ripped? Or I don't know how it's going to happen. But I think he showed me everyone was going to give birth, and for the kids, the spirits of the baby go up. I think that's what he showed me.
Wow. I'll be dizzy.
That's good to hear. I hope our sister Elizabeth is listening tonight when she had questions a few nights ago about her baby.
I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't hear that. Can you repeat that?
I'm sorry, Shad, that was awesome that you brought that up because that ties into our sister Elizabeth who called the other night with concerns about it. She's pregnant now and she was wondering, you know, if I get raptured, what about my baby?
Baby
right.
goes too.
Baby goes too.
Absolutely. Yeah, the baby is going too.
I'll deliver it up in heaven.
Even when the person is not saved, the person is going to stay, but the baby is going up. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And
oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, wow.
And see, right now is an example of how the Lord speaks to me. As Raina was talking, as we're having this conversation about Raina having this dream where she saw the women having a baby, right? Well, here's what John 16:21 says. You know, as soon as she's talking, the Holy Spirit is reminding me of certain verses, and I just so I looked it up, and here's what John 16:21 says: a woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, but her hour because her hour is come. But as soon as she is as soon as she has delivered the child, she doesn't remember the anguish, you know, of giving birth anymore, for joy has come into the world. A man is born into the world. You know, the joy has come to her. And this is what we're going, I mean, lately the messages that the Holy Spirit, the Lord is giving us, has been a lot to do with the tests, trials, the tribulations we're going through. And that's like us being, you know, in labor.
Labor.
And we're about to be translated, which means we're about to give birth.
Yeah.
And so that's what, you know, that's just an example of how the Lord speaks to me. He speaks to me through his word. You know, he reminds me, you know, I'll be thinking of something and then all of a sudden a scripture comes to me or, wow, you know, and sometimes I'm thinking about a particular topic and I'm like, what does this word mean? What does this phrase mean? And then I'll start doing a search and I'll start studying on that a subject, and the Holy Spirit opens the eyes of my understanding. Sometimes he speaks through me through TV. I will be watching a show or a movie, and I love it when he does this a lot when I watch TV, because I don't watch that much. But when I do, and if I'm watching a show or a movie, I'm always looking for the Lord to speak to me through the movies, because when he does, and if I'm watching it with someone, then I'm able to take whatever the Lord has shown me and relay it to that person that I'm watching it with. And it's an opening for me to either fellowship with them or share something of the gospel with them or whatever the Holy Spirit has me tell them. Sometimes, like Tana, I am, you know, looking for something, and the Holy Spirit just shows me where it is. He just directs my eyes right then and there. You know, I'm in the shower or sitting on the porcelain throne, and the Lord will give me something, and I'm like, wow, you know. And sometimes he'll put a person in my heart to pray for them. Well, mm-hmm. You know, and how does he do it? I'll think of that person. And they'll be on my heart, so I'll start praying for them. And then maybe the person will call, or I'll run into that person, and I may not even tell them that I was praying for them. But the Lord will, you know, he'll let me know that because I was praying for them, you know, he'll connect us some way, somehow, for whatever reason. Through nature, you know, I see the birds, you know, the rabbits. I don't see them anymore like I did in Maryland, but, you know, I love nature. You know, and I think when I see his creation, I think, wow, Lord, and we've polluted it so bad because of a sin. You know, when we look at the dolphins and the whales, you know, the fish of the sea. When I look at the stars at night, you know, how sad that we've polluted even outer space. But
yeah,
see, I see God in everything, and then he just, and by me paying attention is how he speaks to me. So we always, every single person hears the voice of God, whether they know it or not.
Right.
You know, my brother is not saved, right? And he's struggling a lot, I can tell. He's struggling a lot. The Lord is speaking to him through me. And it's not so much what I'm saying to him. It's just him being in my presence, because I have the presence of the Lord.
Right.
And sometimes the anointing on me, like on all of us, you know, will be so strong that I can hardly stand up.
Right.
And that's the power of the Lord just coming on us. So there's a number of ways He speaks to us. He doesn't just speak to us by being still. In fact, for me and probably Judy, that's the last place He will speak to us. Oh, and He also yells at me. If He wants my undivided attention, He will yell at me. I will hear His voice. Really, I will hear His voice. And He will just, like, grab my head and my eyes and point to whatever He wants me to pay attention to. Or He'll just yell at me, pay attention. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know,
I was telling people, like, don't worry if you're talking too much, because God has no problem interrupting you. In fact, some of the times that He talks the hardest and the loudest to me is when I am going on and on about something, and He'll just flat out interrupt. So you don't ever have to worry about that. Like Carol said, He'll yell at you, you know, even if you're talking, His voice in your spirit is so loud, even though it's still. You know, you'll hear all of your talking because you'll get an impression. Usually it's followed by an impression. But,
Yes. And one of the best things.
Hold on real quick. Oh, go ahead, Carol. Go ahead and finish. And then I have to.
This is real quick. What I love about the Lord the most is when I've been going through a very serious phase, and I'm all serious about Him and about prayer and about whatever, all of a sudden He will make me laugh. He'll do something to make me laugh, and He'll break that seriousness. You know, He'll break it because He wants me to be happy, and being all serious and all and holy and religious is not being happy. So He'll make me
carried away.
He'll either bring a person to me, or you know, I'll do something, or he loves to laugh. He loves to make us laugh because He's a happy God.
Yes, He is.
Okay,
really
Judy, you have the floor now. You can speak.
Thank you, Carol, and thank you again, Carol. Catch the morning show because. It's Michelle's birthday, by the way. Everybody can say happy birthday to Michelle.
Oh, happy birthday, Michelle.
Oh, yeah. Happy feliz cumpleaños.
Michelle. It was yesterday. We found out in late night chat it was yesterday, but we can tell her today. And she asked Carol to cover the show for her for a few days. And thank you so much, Carol, for all of your faith-inspired words and teaching and Holy Spirit hosting, and for everyone that's calling in the morning. I've been sleeping in ever since I came back from my sister's, but I've been listening in the archive, but it's just hard to get up at 7 after I was with 4 kids all week on my body. I was I sleep in. But anyway, Michelle, we love you. Happy birthday again, because not everybody got to tell you yesterday. What's that, Keith?
Love you, Michelle.
I think Pat needs to sing happy birthday, lovely Pat. Can you do that?
Just my daughter and I were out. This is real fast. And there's this big truck. And she says, Mom, look at that truck. She says, it says God. I said, yeah, guaranteed overnight delivery. It's like something we're all waiting for, you know. So she couldn't believe. I said, yeah, they put God in. Nobody can say a word because it's got a little dot after each letter, meaning that. So I said, yeah. And he plays license plates with me all the time because I started that with him. I mean, I'm not going to go into them, but some of them are doozies. Okay. And just, you know, sometimes I'm yakking away so much. And he says to me, you know, you don't have to be talking all the time. Just sit and look at me and bask in my presence. He says, yeah, I think sometimes maybe, I'm just going to throw that out, sometimes people are afraid to be quiet with him because they don't know what to expect. They know that he talks to them, and maybe they're afraid he's going to ask something or tell them something. But, you know, you can't have that with him. You just got to love him, pursue him as he pursues us. He's human like us, human heart like us, you know. So I just want to throw that out there. Don't be afraid, you know. And he says, just one thing quick. He says, sometimes it seems like your own voice and you're doubting. He says, don't doubt. He says, act like you believe it. He says, are we not one? So why would you not hear my thoughts in your thoughts or your voice? He says, he uses every part of us, every part of our body to manifest
his self to us. So that's him. That's him. Okay. You want me to sing happy birthday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, amen.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear sweetheart. Happy birthday to you.
That's beautiful. We have a beautiful
love you, Michelle.
That's for the Lord.
Yeah,
I told the Lord. Yeah.
Go ahead, Pat. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I could have had an incredible career singing because of my uncle being famous, because of a famous songwriter, and I had many opportunities. But I said to the Lord, I want my voice to glorify you. I don't want worldly stuff, you know. So I sang at church. I did cantoring, and I'm singing for you guys, and that's it. Because my daughter will say, you have such a beautiful, why don't you do it? I said, when God moves me to do that, I said, there's such a threat to get into the world because you'll be gobbled up. Especially with the fame of my uncle, Terry Shan, he was a famous songwriter, one of the most famous in his day and age. And I said, I don't want to get into that. I'm not gonna get into that. My sister wanted me to record his music and stuff, and I said, no, that's just the world. You know, I can't. I don't like his music anyway. I mean, it's okay. It's worldly stuff. But I said, Lord, I just want my voice to glorify you, and that's what he's doing. You know, I'll do it on here. You're the only guys really who are going to hear it because I'm cut a record. I did all that, but. No, I don't, but the Holy Spirit leads me to do that, fine. But there's a great danger getting out in that world, like those shows you see where they sing, because they all want me to go on these shows. And I said, no, because I won't take, you know, I don't feel that that's where I'm supposed to be. But the singing for you guys, I'll sing my heart out, you know, and that's it. That's it, you know. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so
oh,
much,
yeah.
Pat. We're so blessed that you were set aside just to do this because, you know, we wouldn't have you here if you were
you wouldn't. I wouldn't be out. I wouldn't be here. I would be out in the world, you know, possibly messed up like a – I mean, I would do for God, but I'll only sing spiritual songs. I will not – You know, I mean, I'll sing him a love song and stuff, but that's just between the spouses, you know. But nothing else, no, because I know how it can just grab you up. And I know if I got out there and started singing my uncle's songs and the fame and stuff that he has, I'd be gone. Satan would use some way to get me. He would.
Yeah.
In the world. He would. I'm sorry. Because
so
I'm not the strongest person in the world. Yeah. So I sing
hey,
for you guys.
We have 15 minutes, and I have to read. Well, I don't have to. I would like to read Rosemary's Word that
oh, yes.
she got the other night. It's pretty cool. And then also because it's Michelle's birthday, it would be neat to do telephone on her and on Kim Possible, Kimberly. I think Kimberly could use the telephone game. I think it would bless her. And so let's see. Does anyone on the line want to share before I do this?
No,
online?
I was going to remind you about was Mary's word.
Oh, thank you, Raina. Thank you. Raina, call in more often. Your French is beautiful. Your English is beautiful. And it's been really nice to have you on the air. Really. You guys, is it nice having her on the air, yes or no? Come on now.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Je t'aime beaucoup, ma chérie, sucré à moi.
Veux-tu répéter, Pat, s'il te plaît?
Non, parlez vous français. Au revoir. my great grandfather's French. He'd kill me because I don't know the language. Anyway,
okay.
There you go.
So I'm going to be reading this word. So Rosemary, when we have that time to focus on the Lord, here it goes. Okay. Well, okay. She sent me quite a few emails. Let's see. Okay. I hope that. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Background. Okay, here's the background. Years ago, I received prophecy about the rapture and the end time. Some things, events, had no time frame. I did not know about a translation or the 144K, but I did know that I and others would be going on fantastic top-secret missions where I would not be scared. Jesus told me that people would shake their heads and ask why we can be so bold to do these things. One situation... Jesus showed me was finding exposing terrorists. I thought somewhere in the Middle East, and this is before the word terrorist was even in my vocabulary, well before 9/11. How could I tell anyone this? Now I have a time frame that can relate to the 144K who come back. Today I listened to Dustin's State of the Union videos. He was talking about the 144K. how he would be in that group, would come back to earth in a new body, and Jesus would be in control of the earth at the end. He was speaking to those left behind, I thought. Later, I was on YouTube doing a search for the updates on conspiracy theories like the missing Flight 370. I picked one particular false flag that I've been following, one that I believe is especially cruel. I was thinking that the truth just had to come out. Jesus interrupted my thinking with, "Would you like to work on this one when you come back in the 144? I just thought, wow, we must be close. Background. Also, years ago, Jesus showed me that a group of us would go to a huge cruise ship to rest and get our assignments. We would be treated with food, entertainment, and all the expected luxuries. I did not know if this was before or after the rapture, did not know about a translation. I even looked up the large cruise ships on the Internet and wondered how all the raptured people could fit in one." Confirmation. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Confirmation. This week, I was clearing out my inbox and just read an email that I received back on January 30th from the Living Bread International Church in Israel. It was called Pentecost Blastoff. Here's what I found from someone's vision, a confirmation for me. And then I saw a white yacht pick me up and take me to the depths of the ocean. I really enjoyed this ride as I had on my bathing suit on and could feel the rays of the sun beaming on me. I knew the Lord was driving the yacht and began to cry at his goodness. On the trail, beasts came out of the ocean in front of the yacht, and the Lord would speak, "Peace," and beasts would go back under the water. I felt so protected on the boat and knew nothing could touch me in this place. Then we arrived to a great ship. The ship was so long, I could not see the end of it. I saw there were helicopters and airplanes on this great warship. I thought this must be a couple thousand people on this ship. When I arrived on the ship, I was aware of the throne in the middle of the ship. It was so glorious and amazing that the throne of grace would be in the center of this great warship. I felt so much love and again was aware nothing could take us from this place where the Lord himself had placed us. He was the captain. I heard an angel say, "Everything we need is on this ship." Another one said, "We have all the funding we need." I heard another one say, "He has given you power." Then I heard this word, power. It shot through my spirit, and I knew we were into Destiny 2014. Wow.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's just, wow.
That's very powerful.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and he gave her so many different, like, confirmations. You know, when the Lord gives us really out there stuff, he's so gracious to follow it up. We call it confirmation. I just call it, you know, he's giving us encouragement, because some of the things he's asking us to believe in these last hours, it's really not of this, it's out there. But you see, it's a true reality. And he's gracious. He understands that we're still in this matrix. So he's gracious to give us things like that. So, Rosemary, thank you so much for taking the time to go to the Lord during that service and get this word and share with us. That's wonderful. And Nick got back on the line. He was at work. That's why he couldn't answer. But I wasn't sure if he wanted to say anything because he's back on. Nick, can you talk now? Are you off work or... I think he's still working. Anyway, he told everyone hi. He loves everybody, but he can't talk. He has his earbuds in, you know. He's just working while he's listening.
Okay.
So, well, guys, it's Michelle's birthday. So let's do a little worship, and let's ask the Lord to give us some special word to bless her. And I'll play a song. And then she's in chat, so you can go ahead and write words that you get during worship as we worship the Lord. He knows we're on a time frame here, and so I'm going to play.
Are we doing Kimberly?
And Kimberly, too. So if you have a word for Kimberly, you know, let's get words for both Kimberly and Michelle. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Okay.
It was really funny because Michelle didn't say she wanted to play telephone. It was my idea, and Kimberly said yes, yes. And when Kimberly said that, the Lord told me and play it on Kimberly, too. So
okay.
I heard that really clear, and Michelle didn't ask for it, but I just thought we could do it because it's her birthday. But everyone could use telephone. I love telephone. Okay, I'm just going to play a worship song. Here we go.
What do I got to do to my love to make you understand? Where do I find the peace in your heart to keep you satisfied? What do I got to do to my love to make you even know? find the words in my mouth to cut through the air tonight. Cause every day I know that I'm learning. Age, it ain't the only thing in life. But if memory's all you have, and I can't find you beneath those eyes. So we open up the door, let the music take us further than before. We open up the door, cause maybe there's an angel standing on the porch.
If you're on the line and you have a word for either Michelle or Kimberly, feel free to give it.
Okay. This is Pat. Michelle, precious one. Yes, happy birthday, sweet love. You are such a delight to me. What joy I have in your company. Just bask in my love for you. Give me your sweet smile, your sunny submission to my will and love, a love that will be your reward and sweetness for all of the eternal ages. My arms are always outreached to feel your embrace. I love you, love me, your Jesus, your love. And then for Kimberly, my sweet flower, rest in my arms, fear nothing. I wish Jesus would not give you time to write stuff down. He talks so fast sometimes. I am always with you. I long to have you with me, my sweetest daughter, my friend, my bride. Confide everything to me. I am in your heart and by your side for now and eternity. Be mine more than ever, your bridegroom and savior, Jesus. There you go.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Sure.
I have a word. I already shared with Kimberly before we were chatting the other day, so I just have a word for Michelle right now. The main thing I got with Michelle was that God was showing me how sweet her heart is. He said she's a true, true disciple. It shows me how you're just really very, very important that you always are looking at God's feelings. It's very important that you stay centered with him, super important in your life that you're always in the center. And he said how proud he was of that. He said that you asked very little of him with concerns, but he said he's going to give you a vast, like I saw this huge wheat field of, it goes for miles and miles. He said, this is how vast the rewards will be that I'll share with you. He said, because you've been such a loyal daughter to me. And I just can see that he just really, really proud of you. Like he kept saying, true disciple of mine, true disciple of mine. So it was great.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you, Keith. It's a blessing. Well, we have a lot of people in chat tonight. So beautiful, beautiful words are being said in chat. And we are just blessed. Thank you, Lord, that we have this opportunity to meet with you as our pastor and fellowship twice a day and even onward. And we just love you, Lord. We worship you. We thank you.
Lately, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Love you Kimberly. Love you Roman.
Love you everybody, everybody everywhere.
Pat.
Love you Keith. Love you Pat.
Love you, sweeties.
Love you, Ken, and
everybody.
Sweet Connor. Ken, thank you. Come get the heck out of here. Get us
We're
out.
We're getting
wrapped
up.
Come
on, Mark, come get us.
See you in the air.
Yeah,
we'll be in
indeed.
Chat for the next 8 to 10 hours. If you have anything you just want to say hello, we'll be in chat off and on the next 8 to 10 hours. Love everybody. See you in the air.
Okay.
Love you, little John.
Yep.
RCC is shutting down today due to the translation.
Did you hear that?
Man, we're going home today. Hallelujah.
Jesus, you hear that?